When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey Pals. Rick, oh, thank you. I get to say my little introduction, I won't be worried. Rick's playing songs because all week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, our good friend Wink Martindale is playing songs that are Those Were the Days. And of course, this is Hello, Dolly, and it's Satchmo. And that's fun for me because Carol Channing was a dear friend, and until she married Harry, she spent Christmas at my house. Great memories. Did you ever work with a Rick? No? Yeah. Thank you. That made me happy. Okay, Joey Pals, we started off with Jeff Hocker from Hocker Productions. We're building up to the animal segment with Valerie Katz from Animal Samaritans. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. So we're going to talk to the folks from Frisky Business. Frisky Business. I'll wait. Okay, you got it. And the name of the man who owns Frisky Business is Sunny. See, all the Joey pals know my kitty's name is Sunny Cool Cat. So we say hello to Sunny Van Cleveland. Von. And his wife, Claire. So Sunny says it's not Sunny and Cher, it's
Sunny and Claire.
There you go.
It's new time for Palm Springs.
Yeah, you guys are adorable. Aww. Okay, start us off. What do you want us to know? Where's Frisky Business? And what is Frisky Business?
So Frisky Business is the first cat cafe in the Coachella Valley. It is a coffee shop that has wonderful coffee and food. We have a 400 square foot mid-century modern style lounge. It's kind of like a living room. That we have up to 12 cats at any one given time that are for adoption. We're partnered with the Palm Springs Animal Shelter to help the cats get adopted and find their forever homes.
Yes.
And it's located out at Rimrock Plaza, Gene Autry and 111, right in the back off the trail, off the hiking trail there.
And around the corner, Joey Pals from Lou Chow's.
Right around the corner from Lou Chow's.
Yes.
Yep.
What made you come up with this idea, kids?
So it's technically my wife's idea, and she came up with
it. And we're both owners.
Yeah, and she's the primary owner of the place,
the
actually.
Alpha cat.
She is the alpha.
The aristocrat.
So I'll let her.
Oh, yes, that too.
She is the aristocrat. I'll let her explain it.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Here's Claire.
So I was in corporate life. I was living in London, England, and about 6 years ago, I went to a cat cafe in Charleston, South Carolina, and I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this would be paradise to have a business like this, but then I thought I'm too old to change careers and so forth, and then COVID hit, and I'm locked down in London, and I'm not happy, and I don't want to do my career anymore. And
which
so
was?
So I used to be in corporate life,
okay.
And then I had a career as a motivational speaker, and I couldn't do that anymore because of COVID. I was locked down, and I thought if time and money wasn't an issue, of course it is, but if we're going to play that game,
yes.
What would I do? And I thought, move to Palm Springs and open a cat cafe.
Did you know this fella?
We fell in love online because I have a podcast.
We met on Boot a podcast.
Oh,
I have a podcast
gosh.
Called Boot Camp for the Mind and Soul, and he was one of my guests, and we fell in love and moved to Palm Springs
she
and
was
opened
in
a cat cafe.
London, and I was in Cleveland because I lived in Cleveland, Ohio for the previous 5 years before meeting her.
Was your name's Cleveland?
Sonny Von Cleveland. So it's a stage.
You made it
it's
up.
A
okay.
stage name. So I used to be in music. I was a rap metal vocalist.
Wow.
In a band that we tour around.
Of course you were.
And then I got out of that life and I started a YouTube channel and I got really big on YouTube. And I went through a pretty bad breakup, which led to my YouTube channel being hacked. And so it was deleted. And in this time, this is where I met this girl. I had a booking agent and he booked me on podcasts all the time because I have a pretty crazy life story. And I, as soon as we saw each other, I was like, I think I love you.
Oh,
it was love at first sight.
And then a few months later.
That's still around, huh?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So how many years ago was that?
This is two years ago.
Yeah.
And we talked on the phone for 3 months. I was still locked down in London. So
Not all at once, Joey Pals.
Yeah.
3 months in sequence. Yeah.
Six to 7 hours a day.
For
on
three
Facebook.
Oh, the bill.
Yeah, well, yeah. I had unlimited Verizon.
Yes. Oh, that, okay,
well,
okay.
Let's go for it.
So we fell in love, and then he said, where do you want to go? And I said, Palm Springs. And he said, I don't want to live in Florida. And I said,
not beach.
I said, I hate Florida. And she said, California. And I'm like, all right, let's do it.
So you just came here cold.
Well, she'd been coming here for the previous 20 years because her family lives in north of Vancouver.
Okay.
And so they all kind of met here several times a year as a meeting point.
Yeah, those are our Canadian snowbirds.
Right, the snowbirds.
Exactly.
And so she had talked to me about Palm Springs. She'd fantasized this place. We have actually a massive, massive picture of poolside gossip.
Sure.
In our living room. And she said, you know, it was just her dream was to live here. And
now,
so,
did you get married?
No.
Don't. That'll ruin it.
And so, yeah, we got here, and then we were, you know, we toyed around with what business to start. And because, you know, I'm born to be a performer, right? Like, I'm born to be in front of a stage or in front of a crowd. And we kind of deviated from that. Like, what can we do together as a business? And the Cat Cafe came up.
Because we both love cats, and we love all animals. And we thought, well, how can we create a business where we help animals and help cats, but also how can we create community? Because we love community. So we created a space where we've got cats and kittens from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter. Our goal is to adopt out 1,000 cats in a year. We've been open 16 days, and we've done 10 adoptions already. Yeah. And so our goal is, let's give shelter cats greater visibility to be adopted, but also let's create a meeting place where people can come and become regulars and get to know one another and create community.
We both have a desire to teach and motivate people, because it's a pretty intense life. Like, so I grew up pretty abused as a child. I went to prison when I was 16 years old, and I did 18 years. And in 2008, I met a Muslim man while I was in solitary confinement in prison, and he changed my life. And he helped me to learn about self-forgiveness and processing of emotion and building a life that you want, manifesting the life that you
want.
What
you think about, you bring about.
Right. And so we have both pretty much dedicated our lives to trying to do that, to give back and help change lives. Like, I go to the juvenile facility in Indio a couple times a month, and I talk to the kids there and work with some other institutions in California to try to help inmates learn that no matter what you've done in life, you can get up and you can succeed at anything in life. And so this business also, it's not just a business, right? It gave us an opportunity to speak to people when they come in. We even have a friend of ours. They have a son that has been adopted, or he's 11, and he's been in 14 foster homes. Mm-hmm. And he had a therapy session inside the Cat Cafe where the cats all came over to this kid.
They're very therapeutic.
And they had one of the best therapy sessions ever. So now they come every week.
And petting my Sunny Cool Cat.
Right.
Not petting your Sunny. Yeah. Good heavens.
I mean, it's therapeutic petting me as well. I do have a mohawk. So if you pet the mohawk, it kind of, you know, it's therapeutic.
But you know, petting Sunny Cool Cat, or Valerie's got her doggy with her out there in the green room, which isn't green, it's therapeutic. It lowers your blood pressure.
It does.
Absolutely.
It helps you to feel more comfortable and open up. And
to us about the adoption process. So how does that work, kids?
So all the cats and kittens come from the Palm Springs Animal Shelter,
right?
And I process the adoption.
I
vet the people, and I process the adoptions on behalf of the Palm Springs Animal Shelters.
Okay.
And then we, as cats get adopted out, we get more cats on a Monday. We close on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and we spend Tuesdays and Wednesdays going in and cuddling and nurturing and making those cats to feel safe. And basically, the goal is to give shelter cats greater visibility to be adopted.
Yeah.
You know,
and so we come up with fictitious backgrounds for the cats.
Oh, do you?
Because we don't know really where they're from, right? So when they come from the shelter, if they were a stray, they just get some random name. And they don't, and you don't give them anything. So
Sunny,
we have,
was
like,
named Sunny.
Right. Yeah. So we have like Socks.
We had a Mr. Socks.
And so he was Don Socksolino of the Ferbino crime family in New York.
How
and
cute.
After a foiled catnapping attempt by Fats Ferbino, he decided to turn state's evidence on La Cazza Nostra and went into witness protection and is now here in the Cat Cafe.
You need therapy, Sonny. Right?
And so we come up with these types of backgrounds because not only does it help the cats get greater visibility, but when somebody goes to adopt the cat, like, you have a story for the cat.
Of
course. You know
what
I mean? And you get to take it home, and then all your friends are like, well, he was a mob boss, this cat, you know.
Is there a charge? How does that work?
Yep. So
you have to have some.
Sure.
And these cats are all microchipped, vaccinated, spayed, and neutered.
Yeah. And so, basically, and full transparency, it costs us $10,000 a month to run the place. So we charge $22 per person to come in for 45 minutes to cuddle with the cats. And
$22 for 45 minutes.
And it includes a 16-ounce beverage of choice, and we give a 10% discount for seniors and first responders and military as well. And basically, that fee helps us to recover our costs.
Keep the lights on.
Surely.
And pay the rent and insurance.
Is it catching on?
Very much so.
The word of mouth. We ran out of money. It cost us $216,000 to build it on a $75,000 budget. And
I can do that math.
We ran out of money for advertisement. So the word of mouth is doing really well.
Surely.
And it's really cool. So on Thursday nights also, everybody needs to know, we're doing events on Thursday nights. So she's doing like the Great Catsby Book Club, where they read a book and then come in and do a 75-minute discussion. I have Cat Bingo. Tomorrow night's the first Cat Bingo. And then we're doing other things.
I'm doing Stitch and Bitch, but nobody has signed up for that. I thought that was the coolest idea ever.
Am I the bitch or the stitch?
We stitch. I don't know how to stitch, but I'll learn.
Oh, so I can sew really good.
Yeah, you stitch and you bitch, and you hang out with cats.
That means babe in total control of herself.
Yeah. I like it.
Stitch and Bitch, but nobody signed up for my Stitch and Bitch. So,
Do you have a website, kids?
FriskyBusinessCatCafe.com.
FriskyBusinessCatCafe.com, Joey Pals. We'll put all this up on my website.
And we're located at 4781 East Palm Canyon Drive, Suite F in Palm Springs.
Phone number.
Ooh. That's a question.
We just installed the phone and switched it. Yes. Give me 10 seconds and I'll be able to pull it up.
I
need contacts. Frisky. Here we go. Frisky Business. The phone number is 760-464-0303.
And you're open how many days a week? Five. Everything but Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, yep. 5 days a week.
Okay, because today's Friday, so you're open today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, got it. Perfect, kids. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being here. Enjoy being had. Been a long week. Well, we wish you well. Come back.
Thank you very much.
If you have anything for the Daily Datebook or the Desert Datebook or your Stitch and Bitch or your book bingo classes and... Cats get along pretty well together.
So far, so good.
Very well. Very well.
We've had a couple of handbags at dawn incidences.
But yeah. But
for the most part.
Yeah. Okay, we say goodbye to Sunny and I want to say Cher. Sunny and Cher. Sunny and Claire. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.